Quiero predicar esta homilía en español porque es justa y necesaria. Sin embargo, no puedo hacerlo muy bien. ¿Por qué? No hablo español tan bien, obviamente. Tengo que, después de esta mesa, después de la mesa, tengo que confesarme después de sacrificar estas pronunciaciones. Hay otros problemas también. Muchos de los estudiantes de Carol no están recibiendo mucho de lo que estoy diciendo. Es normal. Así que mejor me cambio al inglés. Perdóname. Fin. Okay, so who understood that? Some people? Most didn't. Gringos, learn another language, okay? All right. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so I apologize in advance for my slaughtering of Spanish. I'm trying to use my Italian to make it through here. But it's a good example, I think, of not being able to understand what's being spoken, right? Well, God is really good at meeting us where we are and speaking our language so that we can understand. He comes to us and speaks our language. In one sense, you could almost say that he learns a new language, right? And that's the gift and the mystery of the incarnation. God, the second person of the Trinity, the Word, becomes flesh to speak our language so that we can understand, so that we can respond, so that we can say yes. And Jesus did that in the incarnation. Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's the same moves, just in a different way, but it's the same moves. See, when she came, and if you don't know the story, I'm not going to go into great detail. You can find one of those sheets that I printed off and learn the story. But when she came among the people of Mexico, she spoke their language. She didn't appear as a European Spanish woman. She didn't appear as a woman from the Middle East. She appeared as one of them. And all the details on the tilma, the famous tilma, That image, by the way, comes from the Basilica in Mexico City. All the details there show that she was identifying with those people. In fact, she calls St. Juan Diego by his Mexican name, really, not his Spanish name, when she speaks to him. She identifies with them so that they know that God also is with them and that she is with them. Because the only reason Mary ever appears, the only reason she ever comes among her people, is to point those people to Jesus, her son. Everything about her is always, always about her son, our Lord. And that's a beautiful gift to think about. They speak a language that can be received. God does that. He speaks our language. He's not distant. He's not speaking some language that is incomprehensible to me or to you, because he speaks the language of the heart. And he speaks it in a way that I can receive. And not only can I receive, I can say yes to. And that saying yes is what it's all about. That's what everything is about. To say yes to the invitation to come to life. The people of Mexico, as they receive this great gift of Our Lady of Guadalupe, have resounded through centuries now with a yes, a faithful yes. When St. John Paul II visited Mexico, he called Mexico siempre fiel, right? Always faithful, always faithful. Well, we want to be always faithful. And of course, like me and my Spanish, we make lots of mistakes, don't we? The Lord is full of mercy. Just as I appreciate all you native Spanish speakers having mercy upon me. Doing my best, right? Hopefully we do our best to respond to Jesus' invitation, to respond to Our Lady who says, do whatever he tells you. Those are her last words in Scripture. In so many ways, that sums up who Mary is. Do whatever he, Jesus, tells you. We do our best. We make efforts. We try. And maybe we try new things. And so for some of you, maybe this is your first time in a Mass in Spanish. Good. Causes us to grow and stretch and to think bigger than we've thought before. Our faith, like our church, is big. It's way bigger than our experience here at Carroll College. It's way bigger than our experience in the United States. It spans the world. And in fact, Catholic means universal. It spans space and time even. We want to respond to that with a joyful yes. So many people throughout history, beginning with Our Lady, have said a joyful yes to the way that God comes among us. And then in that saying yes, God has a way to speak again to humanity. Just as Jesus spoke a language we could receive and understand, just as Mary learned that language and spoke it better than anyone, so you and I are called to learn that language and to speak it. I'm not talking about English. I'm not talking about Italian. I'm not talking about Spanish. I'm not talking about French or German or Japanese. I'm talking about the language of holiness, which is the language of love. To listen to it in prayer, to receive it in the Word of God, to receive it and take it into us in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, and to let that grace transform our lives so that then we begin to speak a language, not just with our words, but with our life, a language of faith, a language of holiness, a language of joyful yes to God and to what he wants us to accomplish. And what he wants us to accomplish in the world is great works through him and with him and in him. Great works. And that will transform the world. It will transform the church. Nothing else will do it. Receiving grace, saying yes to that grace, and then living it in real, concrete ways. That's the way forward. It's the way forward for our whole world. It's the way forward for our church. It's the way forward for each one of us. And it's a very simple path. It's very simple. That's why when Mary appears to St. Juan Diego, she chooses a simple instrument in him. Because the gospel has always been best heard and best received by simple hearts. So today, let's pray for a grace to be simple in both hearing and responding to the God who loves us.